It's hard to believe, but Advent is here, and it's the beginning of this season, this holy time of preparing for the Lord and for Christmas. It is known as a season of hope, and even Pope Francis has named 2025 the year of hope as Pilgrims of Hope, mindful that we are together journeying, seeking God's eternal kingdom, but in a special way to know that that gift of hope and virtue is meant to be with us, even in these times and days where there is uncertainty and a lot of challenges. We might say also that Advent is the beginning, and so I could also say Happy New Year, because in the church's eyes, today is the beginning of the liturgical year. This newness of stepping into not only new time, but also really with a sense of trust in God's care and goodness that has been with us and with God's people for many generations. On this first Sunday of Advent, the scriptures also invite us to re-experience the narrative of salvation history, to think of how God has been with his people for centuries and generations, how he has desired to be with them, to offer them the gift of mercy, compassion, and love. And as we open the word even further today, two critical moments in history then kind of unfold for us. The first one is there is a sense of looking back at the coming of the Lord at Christmas, which means we remember that Jesus was born in the flesh and came to dwell among us. And we anticipate celebrating Christmas in little over 4 weeks. But there's also a perspective of looking ahead to the coming of Christ at the end of time. So there's this desire of God that we would be alert in anticipation of something still great that's going to happen in our midst as people of faith. And so these days, as we listen to the scriptures, talk about the days and the coming of the Lord, this sense of awaiting something. Now, we know that, obviously, the church doesn't celebrate Black Friday, but it celebrates, really, this holy season with purple, which is known liturgically as a color of preparation. As we sung the Kyrie, or the penitential rite, we also reminded that it's a joyful season of repentance, because the mercy of God also was a gift that Jesus came and revealed to us as we prepare for him. Even the first book, the first reading today, outlines this concept of the Son of David, which is referring to Jesus, even centuries before he existed, that the shoot of David would come and give life, a reminder of God who pours out life today, and especially upon these children who are about to be baptized today. The other thing that I think Advent does is it not only calls us to prepare for what is bound to happen whenever it happens, but we can do so because there's a couple other things that maybe God's Word invites us to embrace. This past week, even before Thanksgiving, I tried in a very selfish and intentional way to spend a little time reading the scriptures, especially the weekends of all 4 weeks of Advent, and to look at themes and to try to see connections, at least for me, as we approach this celebration and anticipation of Christmas. Obviously, hope is one of the words that surfaces, but there's also a couple other things that I think are helpful as we journey together. One is it's articulated in the gospel today, knowing that Luke kind of reminds us, as Jesus was telling people, that as certain things are going to happen, we have to be able to respond. And so there is an invitation to incorporate maybe an intentional posture. Now, I always say, even trying to help young children and even servers, to say that Catholics not only come to worship, but really when we participate in worship as active participants, we are really doing holy aerobics, because we stand, we sit, we kneel. There's activity going on. It's the body. But it's meant to also engage our mind and our heart along with that process. And so Luke says that our posture is very important. He says, When you see incredible things happen, like the Son of Man coming, he says we ought to stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. And that's really one of the reasons why, as Catholics, we stand for the reading of the gospel, because we believe it is Christ speaking to us. And so we're trying to live these words. We stand erect, raising our minds and hearts, desiring to receive the wisdom of God that may renew our hope, strengthen our faith, and guide us in love. Secondly, he also gives us a warning. He says, be aware that your hearts don't become drowsy from things of this world. And so there is an invitation again to not only anticipate and be vigilant, but I believe it also calls us to be more intentional about prayer and have a mindfulness that God is with us even now. So I invite you, and to think that there still are extra spiritual pamphlets on the round table as you exit, but to say that even an extra 2 minutes a day in prayer can help us say that the season has validity and that I'm trying to use the Advent season to help me prepare for the Lord. And it is God who then work wonders in us when we do that. Now, the last thing I would invite us to think about is what St. Paul would say in the second reading today. He says, may the Lord God make you increase and abound in love for one another. So again, this challenge of embracing love and patience and understanding towards others, because it's a busy time. That means sometimes, you know, in the shopping mall or in the grocery store line, or as we're waiting for a stoplight, that we can say it's okay to wait for a moment. God's time is here, but I can do so with a desire for love, a desire of accepting and knowing others and acknowledging them. One of the more important things, though, that came to me yesterday as I prayed and kind of did a few things, that Advent is also a season not only about preparing for Christmas and doing all these things that we're called to do in a very 4 fast weeks, but to think about, as St. Paul says, how should we conduct ourselves, that we're mindful of our conduct and the things we do, that we would be mindful of not only preparing for God, but really to be open to God, to be open to what God wants for us. So a lot of times we can approach prayer and say, God, I want this. We could say, Santa Claus, I want this. We can say or make all these demands, but to think about Christ really saying, imagine and envision what God really wants for each one of us during this season. You know, Joseph and Mary, as we will journey and prepare for celebrating Christmas, had to also kind of learn that challenge to be open to what God really wants for us, that he called them to be the parents of Jesus, and to know that God calls us to be faithful disciples who can prepare and use this spiritual season of preparation and discernment to say that we too can grow in grace and holiness and be ready to accept the Christ who comes with God's gifts to renew us, strengthen us, and most of all, fill us with the gift of hope and joy. Let us not only pray together, but think about the psalm response. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. That we can do that in prayer and even as we go forth into the world.